Unit 8, page 67. Listening. Exercises 1 and 2.
Thank you for coming to our talk on safety in the home. I'm going to start by talking about the kitchen, as that's where so many accidents take place. Kitchen fires are a major problem. Most kitchen fires are caused by heating fat or oil. To put out a fire like this, you must cover it with a fire blanket or a wet cloth and turn off the power immediately. A lot of people think they should throw liquid over a fire like this. This isn't true. You must never throw liquid onto hot cooking oil. It can explode. Another common cause of fires in the kitchen is electrical faults. But there are things you can do to prevent these. You should always check your irons, kettles, and other electrical appliances to make sure that they are safe and not broken or damaged. If they are, either repair them or replace them. Remember, too, that leaving material close to heat and flames is very dangerous. Always keep cloths and oven gloves well away from the cooker, as they can easily catch light. Now for some more general advice. Think about which rings to use on your cooker. You should always try to use the back rings and place your saucepans and your frying pans with their handles facing in. You don't want somebody knocking pots and pans full of hot liquid or food onto the floor. Finally, if there are small children in the house, keep cleaning products, matches, and plastic bags in a high cupboard. Thank you very much for listening. Please ask any questions, and then we will go on to talk about safety in the bathroom.